Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. That's 1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Now, you're tuning in to your radio this evening, or perhaps your internet stream, whichever way it is you're receiving the show live, and you're thinking, but these guys aren't really here on Thanksgiving, are they?
No, this is last year's Thanksgiving show.
We did. Now, actually, I don't know if we did a show on Thanksgiving last year. I don't know if we could get a board op to come in for that one.
Some years we can get board ops to work on different holidays, and some we can't. And Tim was generous enough to come in this evening, so thank you very much, Tim.
That's right, Tim Anderson, son of Ted Anderson. We really appreciate him taking his time off. And coming in and helping us out because I wanted to do a live show on Thanksgiving, and so here we are.
Yeah.
And it is Thanksgiving. We're going to, of course, talk about we're going to read the article we read every year on Thanksgiving. We don't reuse prep on this show except for on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this particular story is great, and it gets requests, and I love it. So
it's an excellent story. It doesn't get old, and it's important I think it's important to do every year because there's always new people listening. And, of course, that's the reason why I wanted to do a show tonight was because, well, there are people out there driving maybe from somebody's house to another person's house or whatever. There's people listening to their radios on Thanksgiving, so why not bring them some live content?
I'll tell you, it's a great gimmick for program directors. You send out your little email to program directors.
Right, we've got 450 program directors around the country.
And that's program directors of talk stations.
And get those emails.
Since there's only 16,000 radio stations or so in the United States, and what percentage?
1,000 of them
are talk.
Maybe 1,200 or 1,300 are talkers.
Right, 1,000 to maybe 1,200 are talkers. And you have 450 of those names on an email list that volunteered, that's got to be the most, that thing is gold. Anyway, you send out this email and says, hey, we're going to be live on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, how many of your talk show hosts are going to be live on Thanksgiving? I can tell you old Rush Limbaugh stayed home on this one.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Yeah. Any of those nationally syndicated guys stayed home.
Even if nobody listened, which of course obviously people are listening, even if nobody did, it's a great gimmick.
Yep, and so we're here, and of course, if you would like to share with us what you're thankful for, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. And of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Most of our website is back up and functioning. There are still just a few functions that aren't working correctly. For instance, the amplifier sign-ups for credit card users, not working. Also, that means that those of you who have signed up as amplifiers, but on the credit card system, if you were supposed to have been charged over the past few days, that hasn't happened yet either. So the charges are going to get pushed back a few days as well. Beyond that, though, there aren't too many other errors. Oh, I guess the bulletin board isn't sending out notification emails either. So bear with us. We will get everything back up and running all in due time.
So do you think we're going to get any calls on Thanksgiving? I mean, it really should go one way or the other.
You mean a lot of calls versus no calls?
It's going to be. I would think that it would be a lot of calls versus just none. We're pretty much, it's our weekday schedule, so we're going to be on 5 radio stations or something like that, and we're going to have a certain amount on the stream. You could look at that, but I don't think you generally do.
Yeah, I could look at that.
And there's the R stream, and then there's the GCN stream,
right.
So, there's going to be thousands of people listening tonight. Are they going to call in, or are they just going to enjoy their Thanksgiving and be really cool about it?
We'll see. Now,
should be interesting.
That reminds me of something. Before we jump into the real story of Thanksgiving, I also started something new today, Mark. I've come up with a new idea for our amplifiers, the people that contribute $3 a month to the show on a completely voluntary basis just because they like Free Talk Live and want to see us get on more radio stations, those people, the 300 or so of them.
Mm-hmm.
I came up with an idea, and actually it wasn't my idea originally.
That's what radio's all about.
Of course.
Borrowing stuff.
Borrow great ideas. In this case, Holland Cook deserves credit. And the suggestion was, and what I've implemented, is essentially an amplifier voicemail service. Now, I don't have anything that's dedicated for the amplifiers, but there's one particular phone line that I gave out to them, and I said, hey, if you get a chance, call this number today, leave a message, and let us know what you're thankful for. Now, I've actually got a couple of those messages because it was very short notice. I came up with this at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I thought, you know what, we need to use this because I know that last time we did a Thanksgiving show, we didn't get a large amount of phone participation on the show. So I figured if we let people know in advance and say, hey, leave a message on this line, that way if you're busy, if you're out with family or doing whatever, and you don't have a chance to pick up the phone during the show, you can still get your voice heard on the air. So we're gonna get to that a little bit later on. We'll find out what some of our amplifiers are thankful for this Thanksgiving. Also, of course, Mark, I'm going to ask you, and I'll tell you what I'm thankful for as well. And if you want to share it, 800-259-9231. In fact, we do have a call. Let's go to Kayleen in Massachusetts. Ladies first, of course. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Kayleen.
Oh, hello.
Hi, you didn't think you'd get on that quick, did you? Ha-ha.
Well, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Indeed, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Kayleen.
Well, I'm thankful for the few liberties that I still have left, and I'm thankful for you guys. And did you read the Lou Rockwell article about Thanksgiving?
Now, wait a minute. I'm looking at Lou Rockwell right now. Are you talking about, is it a new article?
I'm not sure.
Because there's the classic one. There's one that had shown up there a long time ago that we'll read tonight, the real meaning of Thanksgiving.
No, this is about people supposedly giving thanks to their government for this, that, and the other thing. I believe it's a new article.
See that. It's right there at the top of LouRockwell.com. I had read that, and it just was, I don't know, it was a little too jaded and cynical, and I'm not in that mood right now, so I didn't really feel like getting to that. Just to summarize the article, the guy, William Anderson, the title is "The Government Demands That You Be Thankful." He's suggesting that it's a government holiday that Abraham Lincoln, put into effect while he was killing people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, while he was having his soldiers kill people, and it was just—he's pretty jaded about Thanksgiving. And
yeah.
I don't know. It's—I don't think most people are jaded about Thanksgiving, and it's certainly not a very positive article. And I don't really feel like being in a negative mood about this today.
Well, I just think it's a well done article, but. I agree with you in certain ways.
Very good, Kayleen.
Thanksgiving, guys.
Very good. So what are you doing today? Is it just you and a few members of the family, or what are your plans here?
Oh, well, we already had dinner. I just fried my turkey.
Don't most people do it at, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Oh, yeah, but we're late people.
Have you
ever had turkey deep fried?
I have, actually. It's very good.
Oh, awesome.
Very juicy.
Best way to cook turkey.
So when did you guys eat? 5?
About an hour ago.
Okay. See, now, I was trying to tell Mark that most people have Thanksgiving dinner at 2 to 3 o'clock, and he didn't believe me.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I...
Most people do, but like I said, we're late people, so...
Very good. Kayleen, thank you for the call.
Happy
we appreciate hearing from you. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. 800-259-9231.
Now, this has got me curious. The article that she talked about on LouRockwell.com, what's the name of it?
It's "The Government Demands That You Be Thankful." Now that we've talked about it so much, I should probably read the thing.
Well, what my thought process on it is you don't really like that I like the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
Like, you think that it's, and here you are. If this guy makes a good case as to why Thanksgiving's a bad thing, and you happen to like Thanksgiving, then you're going to just have to give up this holiday you like.
You're
not. I wouldn't force you to give up the holiday.
You can't force me to give up the holiday.
Even though it's a crappy socialist holiday.
Wait, it's not a socialist holiday. And that's what the point of the other article, the real meaning of Thanksgiving is to point out that it's actually about the free market. And we're going to get to that. But now that we built it up so much, I might as well read it. Otherwise, people are going to feel like they're left out. We'll get to it here in a moment. But first, we got to go to Jeff in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to assure you that there's lots of people listening up in Canada because there's no Canadian Thanksgiving today.
Really?
But we wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thanks. Now, is there such a thing as a Canadian Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, but that's like October 11th this year.
They have their harvest is earlier. So.
What's the basis? What's the historical basis for the Canadian Thanksgiving? I'm not familiar with it.
Who knows? We don't really know either. We're just happy to get a day off.
I see. So you just picked a day and decided, let's eat some turkey. Do you do the American things on Thanksgiving? Do you eat turkey and cranberry sauce and all that?
Oh, yeah, it's the same deal.
It's
the same deal, but for some reason, different date.
Very interesting. Jeff, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Glad you're out there listening. We're going to come back with more. 1-800-259-9231. Doing a full show tonight, as always. And, of course, it is still Free Talk Live, so you don't have to call and tell us what you're thankful for. In fact, I forgot to ask Jeff what he was thankful for. But then again, it's not Thanksgiving, so anyway.
We're going to come back to
Thanksgiving in
Canada.
We'll talk about this government demands that you be thankful, and then we'll turn it to more positive stuff. What are you thankful for? 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. The Thanksgiving Day edition, we're here live. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, and that does include an entire year's worth of archives right there on the front page of the site. Easy access. Totally free, freetalklive.com, and get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Hey, come and hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. It's happening in Concord, New Hampshire. 3-day event starting on February 23rd, but the early bird discount ends tonight.
Yeah.
So head over to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum and get registered now. That's freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. I don't think you're going to regret it. I'm really looking forward to it. Now, to be fair, it's the first year of the Liberty Forum. It's the first time the Free State Project has put together a convention-style get-together. And it seems like they're doing it right. I mean, they've got John Stossel coming in, Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, Sharon Harris from the Advocates for Self-Government.
Michael Bednarik.
A lot of these people we've had on the show.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, everyone except John Stossel.
Yeah, Stossel's not going to come on our show.
Well, who knows? Maybe, I don't know, maybe if he's milling around after his speech on Saturday night, you never know what'll happen.
That would be so awesome.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh, maybe we can pull some strings, you know, Mark? I mean, they did pay him a good amount of money to show up, so. Anyway, hopefully you'll
and
be there.
And he does mention us on his website, right?
He has mentioned us in his newsletter at one time. In the past.
That means something.
Yeah. So, all right. So head over to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get registered, and, of course, we'll see you at the Liberty Forum. Talking about Thanksgiving, asking you what you're thankful for on this Thanksgiving. If you want to share, 800-259-9231. We've got some voicemails that came in from some of our amplifiers. They've got a few of they shared with us what they're thankful for. We're going to get to that here in a little bit. But since Kayleen called in, and since you made a big deal out of it, we're going to go ahead and read this article from LouRockwell.com. It's very cynical. It's very jaded. I'm not really in the mood for this, but nonetheless, here it is. William Anderson, the government demands that you be thankful. Today in the United States, we celebrate a holiday known as Thanksgiving. Many of us, including my family and I, will attend church services this morning, and many more will eat a very large meal with the main dish usually being roasted turkey. At the table, most likely we'll continue what began at church, speaking about those things for which we are thankful. At one level, I have no problem with people being thankful for their blessings. As a Christian, I thank God each day for my family, home, and other things that I believe come from the bounty of God. Though, this is something I've never understood, Mark. How is it that Christians can thank God for the food that's on their table, when, in fact, it was the women and men that worked in the kitchen and the marketplace that brought it to the table, not God? God was not, did not have a hand in bringing the food to your table.
Well, if you believe that God's the creator and the orchestrator of your life, then, you know, he was very much involved in the whole process. Different people believe.
So it's because of God that you decided to get in your car and drive to the grocery store, buy some stuff, put it in the cart, or is it because you're hungry?
These are questions that would be difficult. They're difficult for me to answer because, well, you know, I believe in the, I don't believe in predestination, and that really throws a wrench into everything.
Well, let's go on. He says, yet if we're truly thankful for our blessings on a daily basis, then why do we have a special holiday in which we repeat those things that we've already repeated? In a word, he says, the reason for Thanksgiving is government. It is on this day that government, specifically the President of the United States, orders us to be thankful. Now, I don't know if that's true. This is why I say this is really cynical. Government doesn't order Americans to be thankful on Thanksgiving Day. Yes, it is a government-approved holiday, as are there. Well, I mean, what are there, 20-something government-approved holidays throughout the year? There's a fairly large amount. There's a large amount of days in which the government takes off of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no postal service or anything like that. But the government never, I don't think they've really said, you must celebrate Thanksgiving. You know, they just said, okay, here's this national holiday. It's going to be called Thanksgiving.
It's a good one as far as I'm concerned. I mean, gratitude, that's a nice feeling. It's something that people should are wise to feel more of. Life's better the more gratitude you feel.
I agree. I think it's a good holiday as well, specifically because I'm not a religious guy. You know, I'm an atheist, and so therefore religious holidays don't do much for me. And then Thanksgiving, while a lot of people sort of, you know, they have their little Thanksgiving prayer, the day itself isn't necessarily about anything that has to do with religion. It's, you know, we're going to get to the original reason for Thanksgiving here in a little bit, but we'll continue with the cynic. He says, since our government is secular in form and content, we're really supposed to be thankful to government for our bounty. For example, I almost certainly will hear someone at church say that he or she is thankful that we live in a country where we can freely worship God. Yet, people around the world have that freedom. One can put it another way, a way that's guaranteed to offend others, like, I'm thankful that the American state has not yet destroyed all of our freedoms, including the freedom to worship God. Now, while I write this, the U.S. government is actively debasing the dollar, waging war against people who were not at war with us, arresting people and falsely charging them with crimes, blocking mutually beneficial economic exchanges, making it more difficult to produce and sell goods, and then condemning the producers for not producing enough, then propagandizing us and saying that the government is the only thing that gives our lives meaning. While we think of the pilgrims celebrating the successful harvest in 1621, Thanksgiving is an official government-sponsored holiday, came to this country via the presidency of Abraham Lincoln in 1863. While armies under his command were destroying the harvests of the southern states, burning houses and forcing families to face the winter without food or shelter, and generally plundering and pillaging, he declared an official day of Thanksgiving. The next president to further make Thanksgiving a government-sponsored holiday was Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1939, so two of the worst presidents in American history.
In my opinion.
Thus, two of the presidents who were most active in destroying the liberties and social fabric of this country were at the forefront of telling everyone how thankful they should be. Lest I appear to be an ingrate, again, I say I'm thankful to God for the blessings I've received, however undeserved they might be, and I add that I'm thankful that He has restrained the American state. If for a season to where it has not done as much harm as it could have done. You know, this is... If he hadn't brought up the God thing so much, I would have been able to breeze through this much faster. But has God been restraining George W. Bush?
That's completely without sense. Because what he's said is that what America is doing is evil,
mm-hmm.
Which... To some extent, you know, I mean, I don't like using the terms, but let's say it is. It's evil.
Right.
Then God is he's basically saying God's allowing evil to happen a little less.
To a point. He's allowing evil to happen to a point.
God's causing evil to happen.
Because he could stop it.
And as a matter of fact, he could stop it, but he's not choosing to not, according to this gentleman here, he's not choosing to not to stop it or not stop. He's restraining it ever so slightly is what he's giving God credit for.
Right.
Which is, in fact, letting evil happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the restraint, that doesn't make any sense. So he's calling God evil. He's, you know, that's what he's doing. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't think he's intending on doing that.
That's what he's saying.
But yes, that is an excellent... analysis of what he said. It's sort of like the people that survive a car crash and then they thank God for, thank God for stepping in and saving me from this car crash. But yet you don't blame God when a small baby is killed in a car crash across town. Then it's God's plan. Huh? It's just confusing to me. 1-800-259-9231. He says, for now, we worship in relative peace. In the future, perhaps all Thanksgiving services will be held in government buildings in which we will thank the state for the meager rations placed before us. We're not there, at least yet, and I'll be eternally thankful if that day is put off forever. Yeah, if I was editing the Lou Rockwell website, I certainly would not have put that as the top story today. More on the way.
Still a great website.
You take control of the airwaves. What are you thankful for today? We're going to get more positive and tell you the true story behind Thanksgiving coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free, 1-800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll free line. That's 800-259-9231. And by the way, for all of your voiceover IP needs, you need to go to packet8.net. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. That dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. Of course, it is the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the show. And we're in studio with you talking about we're going to be getting into the true meaning of Thanksgiving. Now, if you listened to the story last year, you probably aren't going to groan about hearing it again because it's that good of a story.
It is.
And for all those of you that have never heard the story before, you are going to be pretty surprised at what the real meaning of Thanksgiving is all about. But first, we're going to the phones and to the fun. To Irina in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello. I'm not calling about Thanksgiving. I'm calling about the Liberty Forum. I have an announcement for a new speaker that we have in February.
Well, wait a minute. You are actually the individual who's organizing the entire event, right, Irina?
That's right.
Excellent. So what's the announcement?
Well, we have from Reason Magazine, a director of government reform, a man by the name of George Siegel, who's going to be our speaker for Sunday morning.
Great. That's fantastic. Now, today, I want to make sure I've been giving out the right information here, Irina. Today is the last day to get the discount, correct?
Correct.
This is it.
Correct.
So we're talking about you've got 4.5 hours left then, basically, to get on board and get signed up, get registered for the Liberty Forum to get the discount.
Absolutely. You don't want to miss this exciting event, really. We have a lot of people, a lot of great people lined up, and I think it's going to be something absolutely fantastic.
Now, how have the sign-ups been so far? Are we on track? Are we going to have a pretty busy event coming up in February?
Yes, yes.
Excellent.
The sign-ups are very good. They are in line with what we are expecting, considering that we are right now at the end of November. Very good.
Now, of course, John Stossel is the main attraction. I mean, he's the big name going to be at the event. He's speaking on Saturday night. It's kind of the keynote speech. It's going to follow a four-course sit-down meal?
Yes, yes.
And
the way it's going to run is that the whole room is we're going to have rounds, 10 people sitting at each table.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to eat three courses, and when they serve dessert, that's when he's going to start speaking.
So now Mark and I have a show at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Do you think he's going to be done speaking by the time, by 7 o'clock? Or
I don't
when
know.
Do you know when that's about expected to start then, I guess, is the important question.
I think that it's probably going to start around 7:30, maybe 7:45.
Really?
And the reason
I think
is that we've got to give people time to eat, you know?
Oh,
gotcha.
Man. That's a bummer. Oh, well, maybe somebody will videotape it or something like that, because I am really, I mean, I was gonna buy tickets to that event, and
I just bought them seconds ago.
Right, yeah.
I'm really bummed.
Keith told me that it was gonna, like, the dinner was gonna start at 5:30 or something, and then it was gonna go for an hour, and then at 6:30 he was gonna speak, but I guess I got wrong information. So I'm glad we have you here, Irina. Now, what are, I realize you weren't calling in for this, but what are you thankful for on this, this Thanksgiving Day?
Well, I guess I'm thankful that, you know, my husband and my little boy are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
We have moved to New Hampshire a year and a half ago. So, actually, this is the first year we're celebrating Thanksgiving in New Hampshire. Last year we were at my husband's parents in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we celebrated with our neighbors. We were over there for dinner. It was very nice.
That's super.
So, I'm just thankful in general. Everything's going well.
Great. Well, fantastic, and thank you for the update. We definitely appreciate it. Was there anything else that was on your mind?
That's it for now.
Thanks, Irina. Take it easy. 800-259-9231. Well, rest assured, you'll be able to enjoy the John Stossel speech, whether or not Free Talk Live is actually in attendance. So there you go.
Well, I mean, we'll be doing the show at the time.
We will be doing the show. Although I don't know if it'll be in the same room. I don't know how it's all going to work out.
Oh, it will not be in the same room.
I would expect it wouldn't be, but... All right, so 800-259-9231, talking about the real meaning of Thanksgiving, according to, who is this, Richard Marbury. Each year at this time, school children all over America are taught the official Thanksgiving story, and newspapers, radio, television, and magazines devote vast amounts of time and space to it. It's all very colorful and fascinating, and it's also very deceiving. The official story is nothing like what really happened. It is a fairy tale. A whitewashed and sanitized collection of half-truths which divert attention away from Thanksgiving's real meaning. I mean, really, did you expect to really learn about what Thanksgiving means in government school? Did you expect that it was really all about Squanto showing the pilgrims how to grow corn? Is that, and, you know, building, making those little Indian caps that you wore while you were in school, and the pilgrim hats as well? Is that what Thanksgiving was all about?
Well, no. It's fun to make Indian hats, if nothing else.
Well, the official story has the pilgrims boarding the Mayflower, coming to America, and establishing the Plymouth colony in the winter of 1620 through 21. The first winter is hard, and half of the colonists die. But the survivors are hardworking and tenacious, and they learn new farming techniques from the Indians, including Squanto. The harvest of 1621 is bountiful. The pilgrims hold a celebration and give thanks to God. They're grateful for the wonderful, new, abundant land He has given them. The official story then has the pilgrims living more or less happily ever after, each year repeating the first Thanksgiving. Other early colonies also have hard times at first, but they soon prosper and adopt the annual tradition of giving thanks for this prosperous new land called America. The problem with this official story is that the harvest of 1621 was not bountiful, nor were the colonists hardworking or tenacious. 1621 was a famine year, and many of the colonists were, in fact, lazy thieves. In his History of Plymouth Plantation, the governor of the colony, Mr. William Bradford, reported that the colonists went hungry for years because they refused to work in the fields. They preferred instead to steal food. He says the colony was riddled with corruption. and with confusion and discontent. The crops were small because, quote, much was stolen both by night and day before it became scarce eatable. In the harvest feasts of 1621 and 1622, all had their hungry bellies filled, but only briefly. The prevailing condition during those years was not the abundance the official story claims. It was, indeed, famine and death. The first Thanksgiving was not so much a celebration as it was the last meal of a condemned man. But in subsequent years, something changed. The harvest of 1623 was different. Suddenly, quote, instead of famine, now God gave them plenty, Bradford wrote. And the face of things was changing to the rejoicing of the hearts of many, for which they blessed God. But really, was God the one who changed things?
Well, God blesses those who help themselves, so those who help themselves are blessed.
Well, we're going to find out what changed here in a moment. Thereafter, he wrote, quote, any general want or famine hath not been amongst them since to this day, unquote. In fact, in 1624, so much food was produced that the colonists were able to begin exporting corn. What happened?
Yeah, how could they go from nearly starving to death to exporting corn, having so much extra?
Over a period of 3 years. After the poor harvest of 1622, writes Bradford, quote, they began to think about how they might raise as much corn as they could and obtain a better crop. They began to question their form of economic organization. This had required that all profits, benefits that are got by trade, working, fishing, or any other means were to be placed in the common stock of the colony, and that, quote, all such persons are of this as are of this colony are to have their meat, drink, apparel, and all provisions out of the common stock. A person was to put into the common stock all he could and take out only what he needed. So do you understand what's happening here?
It sounds, let's see, everybody puts in everything they've got,
everything they produce,
and then people take out just what they need.
Yes.
Wow, that sounds remarkably like communism.
Yeah, it's in fact pretty much communism.
Yeah, and it's not going to work.
And it didn't work.
No.
Which is why you had people being lazy thieves, because they understood that they could be they would be better off by stealing food than they would be by going out and breaking their butts on the field in order to just give it to all the other people that were laying around doing nothing.
It's hard work to get out there and till the ground and grow stuff, and who wants to do hard work?
When you can't be proud of what it is that you've reaped, you sow the seeds, you reap this the crop,
the harvest, right?
Then you give it away? What? And all the people that didn't work at all get all your hard work? This is why communism doesn't work out. Because people, you can't separate them from their human desires. And we're going to talk about more about what changed, how they changed it, and how it resulted in plenty for all. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. True story of Thanksgiving.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at naturals-salt-lamps.com. That's naturals-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. It's basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, and you take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Of course, question on the table at the moment, and we'll be on the table all night, of course, is what are you thankful for? It is the Thanksgiving Day edition. We're in the studio live doing the show for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark, should be thankful that Free Talk Live is here doing a live show for you.
You should. I'm thankful we're here doing a live show because I love doing live programming on holidays because people still listen to the radio. People still want to hear something, and who wants to hear an old stale old month-old show? That's why we're here.
If that. Could be longer.
Yeah, indeed. 1-800-259-9231 if you've got an answer for that question. But we're in the midst of a story. The real meaning of Thanksgiving, as according to Richard Marbury at Silcom.com, he's telling the story about William Bradford, who was the governor of Plymouth Plantation. And he cites quotes from the history of Plymouth Plantation. So that's where a lot of this information is coming from, pointing out that in 1621, the harvest wasn't bountiful as the official story claims it was. In fact, there was famine. People were dying. There was, rampant starvation. It was a tough time.
Right. The reason they had the meal was essentially the last meal of starving people.
Yeah,
and many
right.
of them did starve to death.
So not only were people starving to death, but the few people that weren't starving to death were the ones that were stealing enough food in order to keep themselves alive. And all of this had to do with their economic model of organization. It was a centrally controlled model that essentially told everybody in the colony, okay, you bring every single thing that you make, you put it here into this central area, and there's some guy, I guess, that oversees it all. I don't know how it worked exactly, but you dumped it all into this one area, basically, and then you get to take out whatever you supposedly need. And it didn't work because of the same reasons that communism doesn't work.
Yeah,
because
you would think that people would learn their lessons about this sort of communal living thing, but apparently not. Everybody, it seems so fair, because there's people out there that, well, they just can't produce what they need.
Well, and, yeah, that is the. I guess that's the selling point. Well, what about the infirm? What about the elderly? What about them? How are they going to survive? Well, just because they might be a concern doesn't mean that that should override
right.
the
property
whole
system.
Rights.
Should be designed around those people. Well, because then, in order to get along better, in order for things to be easier and more comfortable in your life, in order for you to be less likely to be injured doing work, it's easier to be quote-unquote, elderly or infirm, right?
Right. Oh, my leg! Oh, I'm
suddenly,
sorry.
Oh, my back!
Right. Exactly. So
everyone gets infirm real quick.
Right. You know somebody's going to bring you food, whether or not you do anything for it, so all of a sudden you act like you're sick. I'm not saying that they shouldn't have helped those that needed help, but it seems like that happens normally. If we would just allow people to keep the fruits of their labor, then they would voluntarily decide to help Grandma and Grandpa, just as people do today. But nonetheless, let's continue with the story. After the poor harvest of 1622, writes Bradford, they began to think about how they might raise as much corn as they could to obtain a better crop. And indeed, their original system was that it all dumped into the common stock, and then a person was to put in the common stock all he could and take out only what he needed. This, from each according to his ability to each according to his need, was an early form of socialism. And it's why the pilgrims were starving. Bradford writes that, quote, young men that are most able and fit for labor and service complained about being forced to, quote, spend their time and strength to work for other men's wives and children.
No doubt.
Also, the strong or man of parts had no more in division of victuals and clothes than he that was weak. So the young and strong refused to work, and the total amount of food produced was never adequate. To rectify the situation, now
it doesn't make any sense that grown men, it would, big guys need more food than little guys do. And that's
sure.
the way that is.
Yeah, well, so you think maybe the solution was to force people to work. You know, maybe that's what it is. The problem is these people don't want to work. Well, let's get the whips out. Let's get the bombs out and the guns out and force them onto the field.
Well, the problem is that this was, this was the pilgrims. They had just shown up here in Plymouth few months before, and they didn't have a huge police department in place.
No, well, that wouldn't have been the problem anyway, because that still wouldn't have worked. I mean, forcing people to work is just going to make them hate you even more.
I'm understood.
There's going to be some consequences to that.
There is wealth redistribution that goes on in the United States. I mean, public schools, great example of local wealth redistribution.
Oh, there's wealth redistribution,
and
but
people,
not forced labor.
Not forced labor.
That's what I'm talking about.
But the labor you do, you're forced to give up the fruit of your labor.
That much is true. I'm talking about if people are refusing to work in this back in Plymouth times,
mm-hmm.
well, then maybe we could just force them to. Well, that wouldn't have worked because then they would be resentful. They would just leave. They'd mm-hmm. go somewhere else. They'd fight back. Well, anyway, to rectify the situation, here's what happened. Bradford abolished socialism in 1623. He gave each household a parcel of land and told them they could keep what they produced or trade it away as they saw fit. In other words, he replaced socialism with a free market, and that was the end of famines. Many early groups of colonists set up socialist states, all with the same terrible results. At Jamestown, established in 1607, out of every shipload of settlers that arrived, less than half would survive their first 12 months in America. Most of the work was being done by only one-fifth of the men. The other four-fifths chose to be parasites. In the winter of 1609 to...
So 80% of the men were essentially just not working.
Yep.
Wow.
Because they didn't have to.
How can any society survive on that?
In the winter of 1609 to 10, called the starving time, the population fell from 500 to 60.
Wow.
Then the Jamestown colony was converted into a free market, and the results were every bit as dramatic as those at Plymouth. In 1614, Colony Secretary Ralph Hammer wrote that after the switch...
You know, we were taught that it was the weather and the, unfortunate circumstances that
killed
Jamestown.
No doubt that was probably a factor.
Well, but communism's what killed Jamestown.
Right. In 1614, Colony Secretary Ralph Hammer wrote that after the switch, there was, quote, plenty of food, which every man by his own industry may easily and doth procure. He said that when the socialist system had prevailed, quote, we reaped not so much corn from the labors of 30 men as 3 men have done for themselves now. Why? Because of incentive. People respond to incentives, and if they have the ability to keep what they earn, then they will work much harder. Because then they get to keep so much more or give it away as they see fit. For instance, you worry about the old people, right? Well, what about the old people? Well, as he points out, the wealth increased so greatly. There was so much food. There was a surplus of food. And if there's a surplus of food, then it's no big deal to give some of it away. It's a surplus. Plus, you know you're going to be old someday too, right? And so therefore, you do a good deed. You give some to the people that are in need. And then you hope that, you know, later on down the line, others will do the same for you. It makes sense. Before these free markets were established, the colonists had nothing for which to be thankful. They were in the same situation as Ethiopians are today and for the same reasons. But after free markets were established, the resulting abundance was so dramatic that the annual Thanksgiving celebrations became common throughout the colonies, and in 1863, Thanksgiving became a national holiday. Thus, the real reason for Thanksgiving, deleted from the official story, is socialism does not work. The one and only source of abundance is free markets, and we thank God that we live in a country where we can have them. Well, I don't thank God, but this guy does.
And we don't really have free markets, but we have something significantly closer than socialism.
We have our market is freer than some other markets around the world. And it's a shame that this lesson wasn't explicitly passed down throughout the ages. It's a shame that they didn't really comprehend the difference that they had made and continued every single Thanksgiving thereafter, celebrating Thanksgiving for the real reasons and celebrating the bounty of the free market as opposed to the famine of fascism or socialism, rather.
You know, it's just not nice enough, Ian. It doesn't butter people's toast just exactly the way they'd like it to be.
Not warm and fuzzy enough?
It's not, because, you know, the people should work hard for everybody's good. And people do work hard for everybody's good under a free market system.
Right.
But it's
just
not
me first.
It's not directly enough for the, the warm and fuzzy types, the people that just love this, the bedwetting liberals.
Let's go to the phones. Matt in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Yeah.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, I'm from Israel, by the way. I'm not from Indiana.
Wow. Okay. Well, hello.
Hey, what are you doing? Yeah, I just, you know, you're talking about Thanksgiving and everything. I just want to thank that for the fact that I'm not in the United States right now, because it doesn't seem too good over there. You have the Military Commissions Act,
mm-hmm.
and I'm hearing something that you're going to reinstitute the draft.
Well, there's you guys already have it, right?
What?
You already have it.
Yeah, we already have it. And let me tell you something. It's not good.
No, it's definitely not. We're not reinstituting the draft. Charles Rangel, one of the politicians, has been pushing it for years, and it's just that he's now getting more attention than he ever has before because the Democrats are in charge. Will they reinstitute it? I don't know. It would be suicide, I think, for the Democrats to do something like that. But who knows? Yeah. Crazier things have happened.
I heard they have a funny reason for why they want to do it. They want to do it because then legislators won't be more hesitated.
Yeah, it's crap.
War.
Yeah, it's just a load of
absolute crap.
It absolutely is. Matt, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's America.